While you're planning your spring garden projects, think about reserving some space for a child. All about children's gardens today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 10th, the 41st day of the year. Olympic swimming sensation Mark Spitz has a birthday. Think a child in your family is ready for his or her own garden plot this year? Here's the key to nurturing a child's interest in gardening. Start small with plants that will show quick success. Container plants are best for beginners, while garden plots are best reserved for those with a more developed sense of patience and responsibility. Radishes, tomatoes, or peas are good starter vegetables, plants that develop quickly and will hold a child's interest. Once they've nurtured, harvested, and eaten the fruits of their own labor, you'll have them hooked for life. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and get our advice of the day anytime online at almanac.com.